And we're back at it again with a Japan episode part two.
Matt, you're not part of Hoodie Gang.
I'm not. Well, sometimes I don't know like how cold it's going to be in this room.
It was freezing today. Well, I'm just wearing it now because it was freezing outside.
It's been like 60 mile an hour sustained winds.
Blustery.
All right, weatherman, sustained winds. Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that from?
We grew up in Florida. I'm just used to that terminology with
sustained
hurricanes.
Sustained winds.
We got the eye of the storm coming over. Yeah. We got 60 mile an hour sustained winds. It's going
to
be.
I went to Six Flags today.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Magic Mountain?
Yeah.
I
just went there for like 2 hours. Really? I went for Snapchat. I needed stuff. I didn't post yesterday, so I went for Snapchat.
Who'd you go with?
I went with Kelsey and Noelia.
Ooh, little triple date.
So fun.
How was it? We were just talking about Six Flags the other night.
We can go. We're only there for like
was it amazing?
I mean, it was just we were barely.
Did you
there
do X 2?
Nothing was open.
Oh, okay.
All the rides were closed
because of the winds.
I don't know. Half the rides were closed, and I think we rode like maybe four roller coasters.
Okay.
And it was cold as shit, and I didn't bring a hoodie or anything.
Mm. Oh boy, you should have bought something.
I know.
Theirs is like Superman or like it's superhero themed, right?
Kind of, yeah, but not really.
Some Six Flags is like have different themes.
Yeah, they have
the
Superman ride there.
They have like the whole DC part, so they have like the Batman ride and the Superwoman ride.
There's no Looney Tunes.
Oh, they used to have Green Lantern.
That entire world was closed. I think when the park is not that packed, I think they just shut down certain rides because they don't have that. They don't need the staff.
You want to take advantage when it's not packed so you can like do everything, but then they don't open up half the restaurants or the rides.
I wonder if it's because of that like chaperone.
The
chaperone rule where Six Flags cracked down like the Magic Mountain one, at least where even if you are under the age of 18, you can't be in the park without someone who's above the age of 18 with you, because a bunch of high school kids right after school would just go there and they were just like,
Matt, I don't know about that rules instilled because there were little kids everywhere without their parents.
Really?
I felt like I was in a high school or in a, like a school cafeteria today. Mm. We were definitely the oldest people there today.
Interesting. It is a theme park, but
are they on break right now, kids?
Apparently today is the first day of spring break.
Oh yeah, you messed up.
The first day of spring break.
Imagine doing the water park there right now.
Oh yeah, it was closed down.
They have a water park at Hurricane Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't realize like Legoland is right down there in like Oceanside.
Oh yeah.
I've always wanted to go there.
And the reason why we went to Six Flags because Universal was completely sold out.
Probably because of the Super Mario Worlds now.
Which I didn't know. Yeah.
People keep going nuts about. It does look so cool, but for some reason it seems a little underwhelming. Super Mario World.
I don't know. I don't even know what to expect.
You haven't seen like the videos or TikToks of it?
I haven't seen anything, no.
I mean, they've been working on it for forever. It first opened up in Japan and then now it's in Universal. But it's like kind of small.
That looks cool though.
Yeah.
Oh, that does look cool.
But like, I don't know, they have like
food. Why do I feel like when you're there, you see all the mold and the dirt? Like all that's like edited, like photoshopped out right now. But you know what? It probably looks really good right now since it's new.
And everyone's hyped up because of the movie.
Oh, wow. Honestly, kind of small.
That's what I've heard from some people, but I definitely want to see it. But I'm waiting for just the movie to come out and all that.
It ain't
no
Harry Potter world.
Exactly.
They really did do an amazing job with that.
I think because Harry Potter world is like realistic-ish.
Yeah.
It makes it feel more, you know, like you're involved. Like walking around that just kind of looks like a kid's Toyland.
Yes, a lot of more like
you don't feel
art
transport.
And design went into the Harry Potter thing with like the scaling of it. It makes things look farther than what they are. But I mean, it's a video game.
Maybe they should have done more realistic materials. Maybe they should have done real grass.
Oh, like real
dirt, like because it looks very. I know they got it off of an animated game, but
like a live action, version of it.
But do you think that would have looked way too not like?
Yeah,
the game
it would have just been like a sewer system. It would just look
like real pipes.
Yeah,
it could still be that. It could still be painted, but the real material.
That would be cool.
Like that grass could be turf.
But you know what? It's also a children's world. I think more than like an adult. World, like it's also a video game.
They want it to look like the video game.
So they're trying to make it like kid friendly. It seemed like too.
You know, people were giving like Chris Pratt like a rough time because he's playing like Mario. Yeah. And it's Italian. Like, oh, he's not like authentic like Italian. But then I remember being like, oh, that's gonna be kind of weird. But honestly, think about it. A whole movie where like Mario is just like Mami, Mario, the whole movie. That would have to be one of the like
it would drive you insane.
Have to drive you insane. When I like heard about that view, I was like, oh, that makes
they probably tried it and they're like, I don't like, they probably couldn't even sit through it.
Yeah.
Like just for the first auditions, they're like,
It should have just been like a mob. Like, it's a me, a Mario. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Is Sebastian Maniscalco in it?
Oh, that would have been a good cast.
I think he is in it.
Probably.
It's pretty good.
He's been promoting it. And then he was at the premiere with his kids and they dressed up as like,
oh yeah, he's definitely in it.
So cute.
That's so cool. Hey, he deserves it. But yeah, sorry. That's what I did.
It's all right. I forgive you.
Oh my, the minute I saw that reaction, I was like, I should have never said anything.
Damn. It's all right. You're taking me to Grand Prix tomorrow, so.
Exactly.
Woo! Hey, that'll be fun. You guys get to drive around in the pace car or Indy car?
I think Formula One cars.
You get to do the actual like Indy car, I believe.
But how many people could they fit in an Indy car? I thought it's a one person car.
I think two people can ride in those.
The Indy ones are like in the middle.
You're right. It might be a pace car. That doesn't make any sense if it was like a...
Unless there's a seat in the back.
It's different. We're riding in different cars, I believe. Yeah. I think there's like a few cars we're riding in.
He's Spike.
Who's Spike?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
But who's Spike in Mario?
He's in Mario Tennis.
I think he should have been higher up.
I have never seen this person in Mario.
I have never even... What the hell? Oh no, that you know they made a brand new character, like we need him in it.
But it looks like for Halloween he wanted to be Mario but didn't quite have the right outfit.
Yeah.
That's is right. Wario related to Mario and Luigi, or he's just their arch nemesis?
Yeah, I thought he's an evil.
He's not related.
Yeah, he's the evil one.
Who's older, Mario or Luigi? Mario's older.
Speaking of, we planned on doing those Mario Kart in real life in Japan. And then we found out that it's just like coming to a major city and doing like the slingshot ride.
Yeah.
Like, it's very like.
It was still kind of cool. When we saw it on the street, they were in like the what? They were in the onesies.
They were in pajamas.
Seeing them in those outfits in the car, I was like, thank God.
Oh, we were.
Because it was, first of all, it was like super hot and rainy. And I just couldn't imagine driving around town in that. And I was like, okay. Seeing it was cool.
Yeah. And also trying to like follow like Tokyo, like streets and stuff and cars. I would have been so nervous.
Oh,
like,
my. Put
me on like a racetrack and I'll drive around. But you're putting me on the streets of Tokyo.
You're absolutely right.
Have you driven on the opposite side anywhere?
Yeah, I have.
I did it in Australia. Most terrifying thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It makes you feel like you're like
checking
out.
I can't believe they just let people do that, though. Like, your brain chemistry must...
Oh, yeah.
Everything feels so wrong because it's not... Like, it's the complete opposite of what you're used to.
Yeah.
So when you're going to make a turn, like, always, you know, you check the oncoming traffic. Like, when you come up to a stop sign, like, I always look left because...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are going to be coming from the left. There, I would pull up and I'd look left and the cars would be coming from... It just like...
Oh,
when,
wow.
When I worked the Olympics in London for a month, they were letting all the American staff that they had fly over, they were letting them all drive the vehicles. I'm like, that's insane how you don't need a special license. Yeah. I think it's more dangerous letting any American drive in the UK.
With no practice?
That's crazy. Like
they want you to mess up.
I can't imagine. Like,
they think, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then we'll be fining you big time.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump back into Japan.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's go. Part two, baby. Part two, Tokyo. Let's go. Arigato gozaimasu.
It's coffee talk, baby.
It's coffee talk.
Ow! Wowza. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
He's your host, Heath.
He's your host, Zane.
She's your co-host, Mariah.
And he's your co-host, Matt.
Wow, and we are Unfiltered. Thank you again for tuning to another episode. We are continuing the Tokyo episode. If this is your first time seeing anything from the trip, make sure to watch the first episode before this one so you can be all caught up with the Japan trip because we have so much still to go over. We don't want you to miss anything or be confused with the trip.
And we're also going to be jumping into our Kyoto excursion. God, that was my favorite place.
We're going to be going back and forth because we've been kind of all over the place for this. So we're going to keep going back and forth with like Tokyo and Kyoto. If that's even important. Did I even need to say that? I don't fucking know.
No, you're good.
That's totally fine. I plan on quitting today, so.
The podcast?
This is his last episode.
My last episode. Wow, what did we get? 25 minutes in already?
It was pretty wild in Tokyo. You know, you'd walk around and you would see so many of these like, advertisements, but the those digital
are so cool.
Yeah, it would look like
the 3D the ones that like jump out, but it's like they cut the screen and make it look like it goes through.
Yeah.
Like the corner one that Mariah, you're talking about that corner billboard. Yes, the one 3D.
I was seeing on TikTok, and I could not wait to see it. Not as cool in person.
I didn't think it was that cool
either. I think they're using nice camera. Because I also looked back at my footage from my iPhone, and it was like doing that glitchy thing.
I think we're also comparing it to the one in New York City, because that one is insane. The one that they have in Times Square. Right?
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
I think they had like the dragon coming out. Yeah, have you seen that one?
That one looked really good,
but that could have been just the angle that they caught on TikTok. Yeah. But that one looks sick. But this one in Japan, I was like,
you could tell like it was doing its thing, but it was like almost there.
I don't think it was like big enough. Think because it was because when they had that turn, it ended right there. I think if they just kept going, then it would have had that full 3D effect.
Right.
Don't get it.
Oh, well, and it's why like the frame rates on it, even if you try to take a picture of it or film it, it's like all messed up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about. I was trying to motion.
I think your frame rate was getting a little.
And, you know, I understand that like frame rates are different. And I know it's just wild. Like in this day and age of photos, you'd think if they were building that, they'd be like, oh, let's test it out.
Because
on the
people
phone.
Are going to be filming it. It's like when we did the Kromoda truck, when we did our first deliveries.
Oh my God.
We had
horrible.
Like the commercial playing on the side with the Kromoda logo. We're dropping
it off. So excited.
Everybody pulled out their camera to like film us in this box car with like the LED screen on the side. And the video looked like ass on camera.
Because it was all.
It was just so bad. It
was like
horrible.
Non-existent.
It's just one of those things. Surely the guy who's making him has to send a picture back to his wife to be like, hey, look what I worked on. And he has to be like, fuck.
But then again, you would think that it's not really the billboard's job to do that. It's the iPhone's job to do that. Like, whose job is it to like make sure that.
It sucked though, because the only people that saw it looked like good were the people we delivered it to in person.
Right.
And everybody on social media just got to see these videos of people posting it. So like to everybody, it was like, damn, that truck.
Oh, and you should have seen it during the day. Oh my God. It looked even worse.
It's just good at night in person.
But also like the voltages in like different countries, I'm pretty sure have like different, like even if you're filming indoors, different light bulbs. It still has that like weird effect. If you do slow-mo, sometimes you can see the flutter of them.
Exactly.
I know. You wish it was all kind of universal. The phone could figure it out.
With the billboards, I loved that all the buildings were, like, what was that spot we were in where the buildings were different colors?
Harajuku.
Harajuku. It just looked like a video game. It was freaking awesome. I loved it. I loved that. That was like my favorite part of Japan.
And they had so many different cafes. I walked by one. There was an otter cafe, a sea otter cafe
where you could pet otters.
Yes. And I was so conflicted because I was like, I love sea otters, but I think that is so messed up that these sea otters are down in
that
building.
Where did you see that?
On Harajuku.
Whoa.
Oh my, yeah, I didn't know.
They had like all the, but you couldn't go down, you had to have like reservations, but they would advertise it on the outside. And I was like, what?
That was like the owl one. We were like, we love owls. They're really cool, but I don't want to know what they got going on.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, baby pigs. Yeah, the baby pigs, because they're going to slaughter once they get up to a certain size.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
But like, why? It's like animals you're not supposed, like, you don't pet owls. Like, why would I want to sit there, drink coffee, and pet an owl?
Yeah, dude, owls will freak you out.
Those are beautiful owls, though. I saw like the pictures of them. Oh, my God.
But they're like chained to like a post, so they can't like.
Yeah, no, that's really, I know. That was really sad.
It's terrible.
We wanted to go in, but at the same time, we felt like it was just not a good idea to do that. Like, to
like patronize that business.
Exactly. Yeah. I know they had like Shiba Inu. I just hated that we saw these cafes for the first time, but we couldn't go in it because you had to make a reservation a week in advance. We're like, damn.
The Shiba Inu cafe would have been pretty cool.
Oh my God. This is one of my favorite dogs. The Shiba Inus are so cute.
Talking to Shota was really interesting because we thought there would be Shiba Inus everywhere.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was like that. And it was a very common dog. But since it was so specific and everybody had it, like everybody like, went away from it.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
It's like Frenchies now.
And like everything, like America, Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
You know, and then everybody's like, okay, everybody's got a Golden Retriever. We should probably get something different.
I also feel like pets out there was like a huge flex to have. Because
dog culture didn't exist. Nobody was walking around with animals on a
leash.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
In the pets they were selling, I would see some pet stores, they were selling cats for like $4,000.
Yes.
Like I was like looking at the prices and doing the yen conversion, going, how much are they trying to sell this for?
So if you have a pet out there, that means that you pretty much got money.
I don't want to assume. But
you know what? Yeah. Those cats are cute as fuck. You're talking about the cats that we saw at Harajuku?
They're so tiny.
Matt, those cats deserve to be more than $4,000. They're the cutest cats I've ever seen so in my life.
They were like extra little.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where, they were really cute. Why aren't there cats like that over here in America?
I bet you can get some like munchkin
I don't know,
cats.
Man. Every animal I saw out there was cute-ish shit. They were kawaii. They were kawaii kittens.
Have you seen the dog breed that looks like a cat? What? It's like going viral right now. It is the coolest.
Oh, that must be the best of both worlds, I wonder.
It's kind of Shiba Inu looking, but it's got like the pointy ears like a cat. Dude, it's so
interesting. Are you sure it's not a Shiba Inu? It's just the ears are clipped a little bit?
Oh my god.
Click the one to the right of it. The one to the right, the tan color.
Is that one okay?
There's no way.
Look at that. That's literally Garfield.
There's no way.
That's so cute.
That is literally Garfield. Wait.
Is it like a part mastiff or like what is that?
I don't know.
I wonder if it has like cat tendencies. Or dog
there's
tendencies.
No way.
Or what are those?
It is so cute.
It's kind of like a chow chow.
Chow chow. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, tiny
of.
Chow chow.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. That is. It looks like Garfield in real life.
I have to play that. I have to see that move.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wait, that's really. Oh my gosh. That's so. Oh!
It's so cute.
That is so cute.
Oh my god. I'm tearing up.
Wait, I need to touch it, I think.
Chow chows don't have that weird fur, though.
All right, let's go to Vietnam now.
It's a Vietnamese hamong for the people listening. You can just search it up on your phone, a hamong bobtail.
Well, we got to play that. That was crazy. You have to see that.
That'll cost you $1 billion in Vietnam. Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
Bobtail.
Wow.
It also may just be that particular. All right.
That black one is killing me.
That one's really cute.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so funny.
I could just eat that up. Yeah. Eat that up.
The guy next to us at the airport was going to Vietnam when we were taking money out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like overheard. And it was like, he pulled out like $500 million in the Vietnam currency. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God. And come to find, it was just like the exchange.
It was just like $5,000 or?
It was like nothing like too extreme. But like when you hear that number, you're like, oh my God. Like the equivalent there would be like a billionaire, I guess, for a millionaire here.
Okay, yeah. Money.
What I was saying is crazy how many like how many zeros there are in other like currencies. Like, you know, in America is just like $1, $5. And then when you go over to yen, it's like you're adding another like 5-6 zeros. I'm like, damn, imagine being an accountant in Japan. Yeah. That would suck. Having to add all those fucking zeros.
A lot of room for error.
Plus, this may be stupid, but their number system is the same where it's like, they know one is really little and 10 is hot. You know what I mean?
Right.
What
do you
mean? Yes.
But why is it like?
I was actually thinking about that. Like, numbers are universal.
Right.
Yes.
So, and they all look the same. A one is a one.
Yeah.
So why is 10,000 yen not that much? Like, I think
it's all different to how their currency was like broken down over time, though.
Yeah.
Like the value of it. Well, and it's like also like Celsius is different than like Fahrenheit. The way
did we talk about the change culture in the last episode?
Oh,
because
yes.
I was absolutely fascinated by that.
Like right.
Being able to go into a store with like a couple coins.
It goes up to like 100 yen or 500 yen.
I loved using the coins.
It was
they
so
just
cool.
Were you actually useful.
Yeah. No, like here, you like nobody keeps change. You just like throw it in a drawer. But like I walked in with like a handful of coins and I bought stuff at 7-Eleven, like chips and a drink. And
we were lugging around coins. Yeah,
I thought we were holding nickels, dimes and pennies, but we were actually holding
like it was valuable.
$1 to $5 in our hands.
Which is crazy.
I guess it felt like my childhood. Cause like when we were kids, we would have coins to go get like a soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to pay for gas in coins.
Cause like we only go down to what? Like $2. Like there's a $1 coin, right? In the United States.
Yes.
And it goes down to the penny. There's no pennies out there. At least we didn't like come across them.
Yeah, no.
Or like a yen. I mean,
maybe
yen.
The ones with a hole in it.
But I think it still comes down to increments of 0 and 5. Like that's how it all goes down.
They had a 1 yen coin.
But I think Europe is like that too with a pound and like 5 pounds. Like a fiver is still on a coin, which is still useful.
Right. You were saying how, or someone was saying the numbers are universal. It's in like every because in Lebanon they don't use the number system. They have their own numbers. Like
what?
Yeah, it's in their own language.
Is it written differently?
What do you mean it's written different. It's written differently. It's in Arabic. Mm. They don't use they don't use 1, 2, 3.
Right. Right. They have characters for the numbers, but the number still is the number, right?
It's written. Definitely.
Yeah, no, it's written. That's how the numbers are in Lebanon. God.
Imagine doing
you don't
math
see 1, 2, 3 in Lebanon. That's the numbers.
Well, it's crazy because all the numbers are based on Arabic numbers, so we use those characters to create the.
Yeah.
But Chinese and Japanese characters, they still have.
Theirs is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So we
every time we saw the numbers, that's how the numbers are.
Which is like selling points, but
it's just their language. Yeah,
you know what's really cool? We didn't create math; we discovered it. Like that's really interesting to me.
I can't process.
I don't comprehend.
Me and Mariah.
Where'd we find it?
Like
the Mayan calendar or something?
Oh, the Mayans.
It was the Greeks, right?
Well, didn't it get discovered by what's that?
An abacus?
An abacus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that tattooed, an abacus.
Yeah, and put it on your ass. I have a kiss ass.
Kiss my abacus.
Kiss my abacus.
Well, that was our Japan trip.
Well, we can talk about team shit.
What?
You know, team labs, how we went all the way there.
It was an accident. Sorry,
guys. Are you talking about that day or the next day?
The day when we went all the way out there. Oh, and then we waited an hour before because we're we're going to kill time and we're in the warehouse.
So team labs was something that Heath and Jordan found where it was just something to do out there. It was kind of a touristy thing that people that go to Japan.
Yeah,
do.
When you look up the area, it was one of the top recommended things. And to be fair, everybody does do it when they visit.
Yeah, it's just something
it's
to do.
It's an immersive digital art exhibit. Kind of like you see those, the immersive Van Gogh things. They you go in and there's a bunch of different rooms. You can take pictures and experience your different senses. Yeah,
that was just one of the really touristy things that we just decided to do. But it was kind of out of the way, unfortunately.
We were talking about it because it was either going to, and we knew going into it, it was either going to be the best decision of our life or we're going to be damn, that was it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to figure out what it was going to be, but we ended up going down there and we were early. So we wanted to, get in line or whatever. And there was a soccer field nearby. So we just hung out there and killed a little bit of time. Finally go over and we get in line and I pull out the little QR code and receipt thing for our appointment. And I'm looking at it and it was your QR code will be given to you at the time of your appointment. I'm well, the appointment is right now. Why is it not giving it to me? And then I looked down and it said for Friday, which was the next day. And I was I honestly didn't know how to break it to you guys.
I felt so bad.
Wait, when did you find this out before you actually said something?
I was sitting on there for 45 minutes.
Oh my
God. I'm kidding.
Because I was already we've already spent an hour here waiting nearby at the soccer. There wasn't much to see there. So I was let's get going.
We did. Remember, we were let's go over before to kind of explore. And we got there. There was a no. It was it was a ghost lane. We're all right, let's chill.
Oh, we should talk about the Team Labs thing. The room specifically. So
on the day we could go.
Yes. So Team Labs, we said, immersive art exhibit, but this is called Team Labs Planet. And the whole art installation is for you to become one with your senses. In a way, they almost
we were one in with our senses.
They lined us up.
Yeah, mostly smell.
They lined us up in these single file lines. And they're showing this video explaining what we're about to go into.
It's at a Universal ride. Before you get into the ride, you watch the screen.
Yeah.
It felt for a moment we were about to enter the Squid Games or something like that. we all had to it was take off your shoes now. We all had to take off our shoes, go into lockers, check our stuff in.
Off our shoes, these are groups of 100 people.
They've been walking all day.
And everyone took their shoes and socks off and the stench.
It was.
We were there's no way.
It was so strong. And this was before we even got into the locker room. This was just the outside part.
We were outside.
It was crazy how powerful that scent was when everybody took their shoes off at the same time.
It's not like when you go ice skating, everyone's taking off their ice skates.
Like a middle school locker
room. We all walked to this locker room and you just get taken back by the stench of the feet.
And then the first thing you do is you walk through water. You put your bare feet in this water and it's on an incline and you're like up to your ankles and it's just
and it's hot, cloudy because all the people. Wet feet.
Oh my God.
You're with all these strangers walking in the same like warm water.
We're just like, we're kind of giggling and I'm like,
we're trying to be quiet.
Because I know Heath booked it. I can already sense that Heath is probably feeling like he made a bad decision. But we're all like, nobody was thinking that. We're all fine with it. We're just doing it. It's an experience. It was just so funny looking back at Heath. And he was just like,
don't. He was embarrassed. Don't.
So yeah, we walk up this whole incline where like water's pouring down like our feet. Like it's like a waterfall.
And
yeah.
it just for now covers the tops of your feet.
Yeah.
And then it's over with and you're like, all right, that wasn't bad. We're going to go to the cool rooms now. And they give you a towel to dry off. And then they make you roll up your pants because you're about to go knee deep.
We're like, what are we walking into? Yo,
but this, it was knee deep, but the color of it was milk.
Oh, yeah. No.
It was up to here, just white water. And it was like a projection over all of the water of like koi fish swimming around you. And it was,
I think it had to be milky though, because that's the only way you would see this stuff on it.
Like, maybe,
because if it was clear water, none of it would have been visible.
But it definitely didn't make you feel better that this water was milky.
Yeah, like there were Band-Aids.
Yeah.
The weirdest room though was like,
if it was see-through, you would have been.
We went into like a pitch black room and there was like, the floor was like bean bags or it was like a picture, like a bunch of love sacks. But like that one, like we couldn't even show. Because it was so dark.
It was so dark.
But we
it was
were
just
all
the
like
feeling
falling
of your feet.
Into these pits.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised I didn't twist my ankle in that thing.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Dude, we were exercising in that. I would have prepared a little bit more for that if I knew we were going to be rock climbing.
I liked that room. I could have slept in there.
Oh, and then there was the outdoor silver eggs, like giant 3-foot eggs.
That one was, I think, kind of like, that was pretty cool. Where like, when I had pictures of that, people were like, where is
this? And honestly,
this?
I think it looked cooler, the fact that it was raining that day.
Because
if it wasn't raining, that would have looked kind of, that would have looked kind of bad, honestly, if it wasn't raining.
But the last flower room was actually really pretty.
Oh, that was like
and the light room. Yeah. There was a light room.
Oh, with the.
Yes.
With the hanging crystals,
just lights, LEDs. Yep.
Oh, and a lot of people didn't look up that. A lot of people didn't know that that you can't wear a skirt because everything is see through on the bottom.
No, it's a mirror.
It's a mirror.
Entire room is mirrors. The floor, the ceiling. So like you could see down people's shirts. You could see up.
But
people's
it's crazy
shirts.
That the mirror was clearer than. In person, like see something in person. So you would look down and you're like, whoa, my vision got better by looking at the mirror.
It was like magnified.
Yeah, it was. And you feel bad because like you would look down and you're like, whoa, you literally saw everything on the bottom.
I'm happy we did it though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, we got really good pictures.
Absolutely. No, it made for good content. Good
no, it's actually, it was really a cool experience, but the water was just too much.
I had to delete half the pictures because...
Underwears.
Underwears was showing in all the pictures.
Yeah, you know.
It was good. It was like a selfie world on steroids.
But yeah, we did that. And then I forget what we did after that day. But that was
quite the experience.
Quite the experience.
That day we saw
that was
the
when
tulips.
That was when we went and got to meet up with Shota and then hopped on the train right there. And then we ended up going to Ginza. So we did get to explore some other stuff in that area or pretty close by.
Yeah.
We saw the giant Gundam.
Gundam Warrior.
Didn't know what it was until we got there, but seeing it was
really
cool.
That's an anime character?
Wait, That was Gundam. Are you talking about the Transformers?
Ginormous.
Yeah.
Oh, Transformers.
No, it's not Transformers.
That wasn't Transformers?
No, Gundam is like...
Oh my God, I was sitting there like, look, Optimus Prime. I was completely...
Gundam was like an anime, like a manga and an anime that was like, has been around since like the late 70s, I'm pretty sure.
Bro, you're like, I posted saying
No, I did. I was like, I said something about Megatron or something.
What's really cool though is that is like the one-to-one scale of what they are in the show, which is really cool to think about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was massive though. It was really cool to watch.
It looked,
see that.
The quality of the build was absolutely insane.
Yeah, it was made out of like airplane metal.
Everything around this was a tulip field of just every color you could imagine. And just seeing, I don't know, I guess I've never seen tulips in person.
I've never seen
like
that many in one place. It was so crazy.
No,
Patricia even
was
cried.
Like moved to tears.
She
when was, she saw
no,
the
she was
tulip.
Actually
That's
sobbing.
Like her favorite flower.
Oh, we also found out you were calling it scary. the difference between
kawaii and kawaii.
It's kawaii, and then there's which is cute, and then there's kawaii, which is scary,
which is interesting that it's so close.
Yeah, wow. So similar.
So you go to a kid and you go, kawaii. To a parent,
scary.
Yeah, not good.
So we left the Autobot Transformer.
It kind of felt like we're in San Francisco when we're out there. Like it
that
felt,
area did.
Yeah, it felt like it was really kind of foggy with the bridge. Didn't feel like we were in Japan. And then
this is where everything kind of took a turn for the worse for me. We hopped back on the train and went to go around Ginza. And when you go to Japan, you get like a JR pass. And you have to order it ahead of time, have it shipped to you in person in the United States. Then you bring that sheet of paper, convert that into this ticket at the airport. And the ticket looks like a receipt and it looks like a one-way pass. It's
mind you, it was honestly, it was stressful from the moment we ordered it when we were in America. When we had to order it and the fact that we had to have it shipped here first and then take it with us, in our heads we're like, this is going to be something I feel like we're going to...
It was small.
It's yeah. The size of like a small, like a credit card, but it's paper. It's not like an actual hard piece of plastic or anything
and
like
that. It was the size of a little valet card. It was like something you rip apart and you give it... Something you tossed in the garbage, like in
and
like 5 seconds.
And you couldn't convert it to your phone. You couldn't have it on your phone.
Yeah, no mobile ticket.
It was like
ticket.
This piece of paper.
And then you take that piece of paper to somebody to get a ticket... That looks exactly the same that you put into the machine that the machine eats, but you keep one.
They're identical.
Just very confusing. If you go, just be prepared for this.
And I'm sure people that live there don't have to deal with these cards. I'm sure they have this like special card or even something on their phone.
A lifetime pass, a 1 year.
Yeah. But for tourists, just make sure you have that, this like
just keep
figure
everything.
It out. Yeah.
Keep everything.
View it as like your Metro card, like when you go to New York City, like that.
But difference is you can lose a Metro card and just buy another one for a dollar.
But all your money on a Metro card, if you lose it, goes away.
That's
right?
Oh, really?
That's why
because people put like hundreds of dollars on those. And if they lose their Metro card.
No. I only do like a few bucks at a time because I lose them all the time.
Very good.
So we go to get on the train and I don't have my JR pass. I don't know what happened to it. It just disappeared.
We're just putting, we're taking stuff in and out of our pockets.
Yeah, everything. Umbrella, holding it. We got a phone. We got the thing going in.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot.
Sometimes it eats the ticket. Sometimes it spits it out the other side. And I don't know. It was gone. And I was like, okay, well, that sucks. Can I at least buy a one-way? Oh no, you can't buy one. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, well, you have to. I was like, I'll take a cab. So they hopped on the train. We took a cab.
Which worked out. We got there at the same time.
Yeah. Which is nice.
It was fine.
But we needed that J-Rail pass eventually to get home.
Yes.
Like to Los Angeles.
So this is the night that we ended up going to the Under the Bridge restaurant.
Yes.
So where this bridge is, it's got the cutouts for like the structure of the bridge, like the humps, and they were super smart about it. So they put restaurants and shops underneath the bridge to fill up that space.
Like inside these bridges. It was so sick. Yeah. And they even had like, looks like storage units, like cupboards in there.
Crazy.
It was wild.
And there was this like really cool little restaurant that we went to there and we got shish kebabs. And
skewers,
and meatball, chicken meatballs.
The chicken meatballs.
Oh, those were delicious. Amazing.
Put those in my ear.
I paid four, five of them things up my head.
I ordered about 18 of those. It was amazing. Keep amazing, amazing.
Unbelievable.
It took us a long time to get there too. And I thought it was worth every step.
Yeah, I really liked that spot. And that was where we really fell in love with the lemon sour drink.
Yes.
Like that,
oh my
that
God.
That's what locked it in right there.
What's in the lemon sour?
So they
lemon sour.
lemons and sour. Some people do it with the soju, and then some people do it with the vodka.
Like a soju vodka.
Soju is wine based,
right?
Or some people do it with vodka. It was like just like preference.
It's pretty much vodka, lemonade, and seltzer, or soda water.
Pretty much.
And sour.
But yeah, lemonade.
The lemon is
the lemon
sour.
Is the sour.
Oh,
but it hits,
and the fact that we had it in Japan, I think, just made it hit even harder. I think we tried to have it out here; it don't hit like Japan. that's gonna be something we have to figure out. We got to look up the ingredients that they have out there. But we fell in love with those drinks.
I don't know the ingredients.
I know the damn recipe. I'm just saying.
I think we're gonna make a Cremota.
Finna.
What a lemon sour.
That would be nice.
Something. But yeah, we fell in love with this drink. After we tried it there, we had it every single stop.
Yeah. So after that restaurant, we ended up going back to the hotel. The next morning, I woke up super early. I was like, let me tackle this JR pass head on before you guys wake up.
Which was real responsible of you.
I know. Good Thank job. You. So I got up, took a cab to the train station. I get out. I'm like, this should be a breeze. Let's just do this. So I'm looking at the map and it shows the JR service station. And that's where you would go to get the ticketing. So I walk all the way there and it is a complete closed brick wall.
What?
And I'm like,
oh, it's 9 3/4. You have to.
Dude, I thought.
It's diagonally.
Diagonally.
I thought I was like losing my mind. I'm looking at it and it was just like subway tiles. And then two guys started walking up and they were looking at it.
Through the wall. Dude,
bro, I would have fucking.
Imagine.
So they're looking at it too and they're like, shit. So then they start looking. They found this map that was like, it relocated.
Wait, who's they?
Just these two British guys that I met.
Okay.
So they were like, you're looking for the service station too? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, let's get to the bottom of this thing.
Yeah.
So we start walking. It's a mile walk to like the new location. We have to cross the street, go to the bus stop side. Dude, it was awful.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like cutting it close on time. I'm like, I need to get back.
This is all while we're sleeping.
So make friends with these guys. We're walking across and we find the new spot. Wait in line. It was probably like 20 people deep. And I'm, you know, that shit takes forever.
It takes forever.
Forever. And people got a million questions, obviously. So I'm sitting there waiting in line. And then one of the workers comes up and he starts talking to the people in line. Like, what can I help you with? Just kind of like getting the ball rolling for when they finally get up. The guy comes to me. I was like, hey, I lost my JR pass. Can I buy a new one? Or can we replace it? Or can I just get like a one way? And the guy's like, ooh, you lost it? I'm like, yeah, is that a problem? And he's like, honestly, yeah. He's like, where is it? I'm like, I don't know. It's lost. He was like, did you try lost and found? I was like, I don't know where I lost it.
Which is another crazy thing.
I think it's crazy that like they pretend it's like a computer or something. It is just a small little paper ticket.
It's something that if you stepped on
this place,
if it got stepped on three times, it would rip and shred literally just disintegrate. He's like, did you try lost and found? I was like, no, I don't know where it is. And then he goes, I was like, what should I do? He goes, you should probably go to the police station and report it missing. I'm like, this is not that important. The police station?
What?
I'm like, no. I was like,
it was that J-roll pass is non-negotiable. Like, you're not allowed to lose it.
Yes.
And it's like bound to your identity.
So I'm like, can I just like buy a new one? I was like, I don't mind. Like, if it's gone, it's gone. Like, just I'll pay for a new one.
Or deactivate that one.
And just reissue a new one, like a credit card.
Yeah, because it's linked to our passports.
And the whole pass was like, I think like 300, 400 bucks. So I'm like, whatever. Like, I just need to get it so I can keep up with you guys on the trains.
Right.
And he's like, no, you can't buy a new one. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? And he was like, honestly, I don't know. He's like, you could try to buy like a one-way pass and try to get on the train that they're going on. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just do that. So then I walked my ass all the way back to the hotel. And this whole J-Rail pass was the biggest pain in the ass the entire trip, because you have to have the J-Rail pass to get into the station to go buy a ticket.
How bad did you tear up like all your stuff trying to find it though?
Dude, everything upside down, inside out.
That would have made me go crazy.
Yeah.
Cause you would think like, it would suck. Like if just like a week later, you're just looking at your wallet and you're like, what the fuck?
I just can't believe. I have a feeling that there was something. It's just, it wasn't communicated properly.
Yeah.
There just got to be something.
With a language barrier, like they could speak English, but it's kind of hard to like really get into it. I'm just going to go straight into the nightmare. So we end up trying to get our ticket to Kyoto. They have their passes still, so I needed to buy the one way. Wait in this line. It probably took me about an hour to buy a one-way pass. Finally get it. We were trying to get onto the one that you and Patricia got, and we had like 20 minutes.
Oh, right. This is when we're going to Kyoto. Yes, I remember that.
They were waiting for me, got the pass. We walk out. I'm like, all right, cool. We need to get you guys tickets for this thing now. So we start walking, and we're trying to get them their tickets. And the time is getting really close to being
cut. Oh my God.
And it's me and Zane at the ATM and Heath is with the luggage. Like, are you figuring it out? And
well,
I don't know how to explain.
At this point, Mariah and I thought we had the path. Like, we thought we were ready to go. We were ready to scan our shit for us to get on a bullet train. And then when we got there, we realized, oh no, we need to now stand in this line to get another ticket.
Right. Yeah, because you have to get the assigned seat.
But it's just crazy. It's
like
just
basically the J-Rail pass is to like get through the front door and then you buy a ticket to the train. Like, yes. It's not for the train.
It was different every time. I felt like
because other people are on their J-Rail passes
going
in. They're not getting off at the Tokyo station. They're trying to go somewhere else. Yeah, that's why all that's inside
confusing.
There.
And what's really confusing is you have the JR pass, but you can only take certain Shinkansens. You can't take every type of one.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can
like there's different brands that you can get. I'm like trying. Oh my God. So they finally, like, they waited in this line. They're trying to book the tickets. And like, we're like 2 minutes to this thing taking off. And these trains are on the dot.
And Heath only has the ticket the for pass. That one train.
If we miss this, I got to go back to fucking that long ass hour wait and re-wait.
And pay another $350.
They printed it out with the specific time.
I'm like, you guys got to book this.
And Tokyo trains are always on time.
Yeah.
I get it. But like, it's just crazy how there's these hell holes that you have to like the fact that he has to wait back in this line and pay another $350.
Lose your JR.
Yeah, but it's crazy that like everything in Japan made complete sense except for the JR pass.
It was so confusing. So we end up missing this train, and I'm I'm about to.
Was
have
it the
a
one
meltdown.
That Patricia and I?
Yeah, the one that you guys got on. By the way, guys, this bullet train. You can't miss this. It's not like we can get a taxi to go to Kyoto. This bullet train, it is like a 3-hour train and it's going
across the country.
200 something miles an hour.
It's a bullet train. So it's going like 150, 200 miles an hour. Like you have to be on this train in order to get to Kyoto.
The cab was 6 hours to Kyoto.
And the time is when it leaves. It's not like boarding
they
time.
They are so on point with time. They are not a second behind.
So you guys get the tickets for the train that Patricia and I were going to get?
The guy gives him the ticket for the time.
We missed it.
Oh, boy.
So then we go find somebody to try to help us. And she's like, you missed the train. I'm not doing this again. I'm not supposed to do this. But I'll issue a new one for the same ride. So we all got the same train, which was like the next one leaving. And I was like, thank you so much. Because I was like trying to explain like the nightmare that I went through.
You should have seen Mariah and I on the ATM thing. Because we only had a minute, right? It was like a game. I've never felt like I was in a game before. Yeah. So he got the ticket and we're like, everything, all right, let's go, baby.
Everything's in Japanese. So we're
just on the ATM. Click English.
We did. So me and Mariah click English and then it's Shangatsu. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And we're like, all right, what do we click? And we're like, reserve tickets. Boom. And click it. It doesn't get us to the right one. And I looked, we both turn to Heath and Heath is like, guys, we gotta make the train. I'm about to lose $350. People are like, it's not working. Look at it. I'm like, hey, look at the screen. Look, get your ass here right now. We're not gonna get it.
Like, we weren't stupid. It just wasn't.
It was very
difficult.
Is this
when you FaceTime me?
Yes.
This is when I was boarding the train and it's dead quiet on the trains. You cannot like talk a lot on your phone.
Matt, please tell us.
Like, what do you do? What I'm like turning the volume down. I'm like,
I can't talk right now. Ends up, I'm like, ah! and then when he sends the picture, we realize that there was a counter right next to it where we should have just gone, but we didn't.
It was a mess. Then we ended up getting on the next one. The bullet train was really sick. Honestly, doing the green car, like they're like first class with the seats that go
God.
They got the stewardess that comes by and you get like drinks and snacks.
It was very comfortable.
There was all this shit that went down and I'm on the other end. And then I want to know what happened, but y'all were like, we'll wait for the podcast.
Yeah, we got separated.
Meanwhile, Patricia and I, we got on, we got off.
Yeah,
we got
to
the hotel. It will be nice.
Smooth sailing.
Ride the train all the way there. So we get off and you go through that stupid thing again. You put the pass slips out and then it comes out the other end.
We're forgetting something before. Are you talking about getting to Kyoto?
Yes.
Okay. No. Remember when this happened? We get on the train, right? We're on our way to Kyoto. We all decide we're going to take a little nap.
Before that.
Oh my
God. Our train is pretty empty. And the three of us are sitting. It's me and Heath together and then Zane on the other side.
We're the only ones in the car.
So now we're stretching out. We're the only ones there. She's serving us. We're hanging out. And of course, the only other person that gets on the plane is right next to Zane.
So he gets on and he just scoots right in. And I'm like, Matt, oh my God.
Matt, he's sitting there next to Zane. And I didn't want to like say anything, but I just quickly searched Bubble Bass from SpongeBob.
This guy looked just like Bubble Bass.
I turned the phone and I showed him Bubble Bass. He goes, bro, I was thinking that this entire time.
Yeah, it was pretty immaculate.
Oh yes. My God. That's what he looked like.
That was him.
The fact that
Zane was thinking the same thing, Bubble Bass.
I get it. Out there, you probably have to sit exactly in your seat. But I looked at him, I'm like, damn, this entire cart is empty. Just sit in front of me. Literally sit anywhere. There was maybe 50 more seats.
And he got up so many times to shimmy in front of Zane. Oh, and I was boy. Just like, oh my
so
God.
So I ended up getting up and just moving to the front because I was like, I'll just do it myself. And then he gets off. The guy gets off at like one of the middle stops. Gets off. Then it's just the three of us. Mariah falling fast asleep. Heath and I are drunk.
Out the entire time. Me and Zane probably had like 6 lemon sours.
We've had a rough day. So we're like, we were stressing. Down it. Let's just go. Let's have a good 4-hour train ride. We're like, let's go, baby. We got time to kill. Let's take a little nap.
So now, not once are y'all just looking at the map to see how close are we getting?
No.
No, because.
Not once?
Well, Matt, look. We weren't probably going to look for at least a couple hours.
I was debating this in my mind. I'm like, surely they have. I was like,
Matt, look,
not worried about you guys. But then in my head, I'm like, they have to be looking.
Matt, at least a couple hours. We were told by Todd and everybody.
4 hours.
It's a 4-hour train ride.
So we're like, okay, 4 hours.
It's a 4-hour. We're going to check in 2 hours where we are.
We didn't know that the people to help us out to get there faster, they gave us 2 options for the bullet trains. And they said, but this one's faster.
So we ended up getting on a faster bullet
train. I don't know if it was 400 miles an hour.
So we're looking at it. The ticket said the arrival time, but it's everything there is military time.
Right.
So like we're drunk. We're not doing the exchange. You know what I mean? So we're like looking at it. Like I saw it and I was like, I think it was like arrive at 22:30 something. And I was just like, okay, we got a long time to go. It's only been like around 2 hours. So she's fast asleep. We're knocking him back and we're sitting there.
Honestly, Heath was about to take a little nap and I had my headphones.
I was like, okay, you know what? Let's probably sleep until we get there. And then, you know, whatever. I kick back and I'm like, here we go. So I get ready to start closing my eyes and I hear bing, the next stop Kyoto. We're arriving right now. And I was like, did they just say Kyoto? And he's like, it sounded like it, but there's no way we're here yet. So then I pull out the pass and I looked and I like, did the math real quick. I was like, oh my God, we are here. This is, we're in Kyoto right now. All of a sudden the doors start opening. I'm like, Mariah, wake up.
Patricia even pulled up on her phone. Dude, she goes, we're only here for a minute.
They open the doors and they're just like, get off, let's go.
And
like,
keep in mind, we have all of our suitcases with us. Yeah, it's not just hopping off.
They will leave. If they see nobody's getting out, they'll shut those doors even quicker to get to the next stop on time.
She sees us get up and start pulling the stuff. She's like, you guys got to go.
Right now.
So she's grabbing our suitcases and throwing them out the door.
Tossing them off the fucking
because
train.
Because she knew we were going
to
miss it.
She was trying to help us out.
She knew we were going to miss it.
We were cracking up.
We're pulling
stuff off the top, stuff out of the back, little bungee straps.
We are drunk. Mariah is all combobulated.
I get woken up this way.
Get up. We got to go.
So I'm like.
Mariah thought we were probably getting arrested or something. She had no idea what's going on.
It was raining suitcases. It was intense. Crazy.
We pretty much get tossed out of the train.
As soon as we step off, boom, doors closed, gone.
And we're just like, what? Did we forget anything?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I had shit in the pockets. I don't know if we had, I don't, I, yeah. we genuinely
we
had no idea.
We were like, let's all pause, close our eyes and think what we forgot. We did end up forgetting our umbrellas.
Umbrellas.
I had an attachment to those.
We still eventually had to ditch those umbrellas though.
Yeah.
We love those. Those are good
they were
quality
really nice.
Freaking umbrellas.
All right. So finally get off. We can relax. Like, all right, let's just get to our hotel. We start
the damn rubber floors.
We got bumper things on the things. Then you got escalators going down, whatever. We come to the gate. You put your little ticket thing in. We're trying to find JR passes, whatever. So Mariah goes through, ticket comes out. I walk through, put mine in, and the ticket comes out. Zane's behind me, puts his in, and then nothing comes out.
Zane is very close.
Your JR pass?
My JR pass. I put it in. It but does we're like not come out.
Single Zane, file line, like behind each other. Like,
and but Mariah,
Zane did go in very quickly after Heath. They were standing in that thing like at the same time. So
Mariah was went through the one next to us, right? So Mariah went in a separate one. Heath and I went like, to the one next to us. So her really, pass really went that way. Ours went in this one, right? Mine, not there. All of a sudden, they noticed that. And
they're
I
like,
go,
whoa, what's going
was
on?
Was it your JR pass or it, the ticket one?
Matt, I'm telling you right now, trust me, after that whole situation, this? I am making sure I got my fucking JR pass in my hand.
Yes. Me and Zane.
With the barcode, with just, the barcode.
Yes.
And so people aren't confused, because we also, like, we know what we're yes. talking about. So Zane and I had a JRail pass and the train ticket. Heath had the train
just
ticket.
Just the train ticket.
Like a one-time pass.
Right. So mine should have been the one that got eaten. Right. Zane should have got his back.
But
it popped up and I grabbed it.
Instinctively.
And then, yeah, just because it came out right when I was walking through. I didn't like realize he was so close. So I probably, whatever. So his didn't come. So he got stuck and he's on the opposite side of the gate now. They won't let him go through. And they're like, what's going on here? He's like, I put my pass in and it got eaten. And they were like, likely story. So they come over, they empty the machine out, and they're sifting through every single pass that's in this machine.
And they all look identical.
And they're like, all the same. They're like, it's not in here. And he's like, I just put it in. And I'm not thinking anything of this because I'm just like, the system is interesting. Like it's hard to figure out. But they go, okay, we're gonna look through the system, like through the security cam.
Because Zane is like, I did put it in. He did. We all had tickets. God.
So yeah. Dude, we're stuck there rolling through the tapes.
What in the world?
Yeah, everybody's going through and I'm being held. I'm being held there. They won't let me leave.
Held to the side and then we're stuck waiting on the opposite side of the gate because we got through. So then they're like, okay, hold on. Let me see you guys' pass. So I give them my pass and they go, let me see your passport. So they pull up my passport and passport.
This is our first time finding out that our passport numbers were
matched
printed
the JR.
Because like your name is not on it.
Yeah, your
it's
identity is
it's just a
bound
bunch
to.
Of numbers in Japanese.
Yeah. So they go, okay, this is yours because the JR pass matched my passport.
So he has
now
a JR
really
pass
now. I'm really confused.
Huh? What are you talking about?
With his matched passport.
I'm really confused.
So whatever JR pass came up was Heath's. Because they matched
and
it.
And mine was supposed to be
lost.
But
you lost yours.
Right. So we're having like this.
So then they ask me, let me see your passport. My JRail pass is Zane's.
Mine.
I'm missing.
We haven't mismatched our JRail pass. Mine's been in my passport the entire trip.
Right. So his has been in his passport. Mine's been in my wallet.
So now I magically have a JR pass again.
That matches his
and
account.
She's missing hers.
Now I'm missing mine.
They let Zane come through finally after like an hour of
By the way, when they look at the tape, they go, we don't see a pass come out of your hand.
Right.
And I'm like.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way this is happening. I had a pass. They're looking at the camera. They're like, yeah, we didn't see a pass. Go from your hand to the machine. I'm like, you got shitty fucking cameras then because I put a fucking pass in there. Even if I put in a fucking Dave and Buster's card in there, I put something in there. You're telling me I had nothing in my
goodness.
Hand. I had nothing in my hand. Yeah, I just.
But I don't, Zane, though, even if I was with you, I'd be like, did you?
Yes!
Because Zane will sometimes will be like, I can't find my keys, I can't find my keys, and then it's
Matt,
like, sure
there's
enough,
a, look, there's a difference. There is a difference in the situation.
Like, you just gotta look around.
Matt, what these JRail passes were like the fucking golden egg. You
I couldn't dictated
fucking...
it because I went through first, I turned around and watched them go through, and I saw both of them put a ticket in.
So what happened was, I had the one way, and I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't supposed to get a ticket come out. So it ate mine and shot Zane's out in front of me, and I took Zane's ticket.
Because Zane put his in immediately after Heath, so it came out at the correct time on the other end, and Heath just took it, and Zane's didn't come out, but it did.
Oh my, this
so,
is...
But then it matched my passport. Then I'm like, maybe
so
this,
we were like, this like, is magic.
What is going on?
Wait, and then now Mariah's without a JR pass. So are you like... Let's go through your shit to figure out this whole fucking time.
Well, now we're like, let's think back. When did we all switch JRail passes?
We never
did. All paid separately.
Yeah.
We all
Patricia and I had ours separately from like.
Right.
Yeah.
We all had different hotel rooms. We were on different floors. It's not like we like held them all together at some point. As soon as Zane got his, he put in his pass. We still don't know how it happened.
Well,
but then we asked the lady like, We were there for
it was
a long
time.
We were there for an hour.
Is that
like
the Kyoto station? Right?
Yeah. We're tired. And
it's late.
It's really late.
It's really late. So now I'm stuck with that one. And even though I'm already passed through, they won't let me go anywhere. And they're like, you need to figure out a ticket. So we're This is probably the hardest, of course, the hardest language barrier of the whole trip.
Yeah.
They really like did not know what we were saying and they didn't believe us. And Zane was like, yeah. This is crazy. They actually don't believe us.
They think that we're trying to trick them into getting a JRO pass, but which I sucks think it, because we weren't.
Yeah. I think it helped that we were very cooperative.
We were and really calm.
We also had the receipts from when we got it shipped to us.
We had every other paperwork under the sun that we own a JRAIL pass and they were like, but you need the ticket. Even though we had our receipts.
Matt, isn't it crazy? That entire stack
of
paperwork means
nothing.
Out there means absolutely.
Our name.
It was a contract. It was an 8-page contract that we all received.
And they were like, doesn't matter. They didn't believe us.
It's crazy. So
we had a lot of patience. They had a lot of patience, whatever. We were going back and forth. And then after an hour, she caved.
She's like, screw it. Like, I'm not supposed to do this, but she ended up writing a handwritten note on like some sort of like JR receipt. Like we were in the 20s. Handwritten note explaining the entire situation.
And it's all in Japanese, so I take out my Google Translate. I said, what did this...
She's like, these little... Don't let this bitch get through. She's
idiotic
lying.
American.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Irresponsible.
She was like, this will be good for when you need to get back to Tokyo to catch your flight.
Okay.
So show this to anybody at the train station and they'll let you through. We're like, oh my God, thank you. You're a lifesaver. Thank you so much.
I saw that as a red flag. we found out she got
written. But she's written in pencil.
We also did figure out what happened with the passes. So when we got them converted at the airport, when we first landed, they handed us 4 JR passes, or the 3 of us. It was the 3 JR passes and we didn't know that each one was matched to a passport. So we were like, okay, you get one, you get one, you get one.
Oh, the woman for Patricia and I was like, these are your 2.
Oh, he like we took them. Ours together.
Yeah.
Ours, he was like, here.
Oh, he did.
I took the staple.
Oh yeah. Another thing, he stapled.
Yeah. Mine was stapled. I think mine was stapled.
The one way ticket onto the JRAIL pass.
And again, they all look, they're the same. They're the same thing.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. We get through. We finally make it to Kyoto.
We're exhausted.
And we're like, let's just get to this hotel, go to bed, and just start a new day. So we walk out. We catch a cab. Hey, how's it going? We get in, whatever. And he's like, where are we going? And I was like, the Hyatt.
Wait, we're not staying at the Hyatt.
No, look. He says the Hyatt first.
They had a lot to drink on the train.
And then we go, no, it's not the Hyatt. It's not the Hyatt. And it's like, no, it's actually the
Dawa.
In my head. So we were trying to, before this whole prepping thing, me and Jordan were trying to book the Hyatt for everybody for the longest time. And it was just like, we wanted to stay at the Hyatt, got to stay at the Hyatt. And just for some reason in my brain, I forgot because we switched it to the Dawa Yura last minute. We switched it last minute because we couldn't get the Hyatt.
Right.
So we get in the train or the cab. We say Hyatt, and then we're like, oh, no, wait, it's the...
Immediately change, and we're like, no, sorry, it's not the Hyatt, it's the
Dawa Yura.
Yura. He goes, uh-huh, okay. And then we're like, okay, we're on our way.
We get out, hop out of the cab, pull our bags out,
this place doors are is open. Beautiful.
They greet us, we're like, this is stunning.
And it's like, what time is it? 11 o'clock? It's late.
We walk up to the cashier. And they're like, last name. We give it last name. And we're sitting there waiting. She's like,
I'm making myself comfortable. I'm unpacking.
You freaking knuckleheads.
I cannot believe this.
So she's like.
Not once are you like. So before you go into the city, not once were you ever looking at the maps or anything to know where shit.
But it's just a mistake. It was just a mistake.
You pull up to the hotel and you don't read. It says.
Well, you pull. It's pouring down rain. They pull up under an overhang.
Okay, I know. I would just, the whole time I was there.
But put it this way. We had a whole week-long trip, and this is the only thing that really went wrong.
Trust me, if you're with us, you would be right there with us in awe with everything that was happening. Yeah, it was just,
we were.
I would have been like looking at the map going, this isn't it.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you would, dude, because he was going to the hotel that we told him to go to.
Whatever. What? We get out. She's looking through. She's like, I don't see your name on the reservation. I'm like, that's weird. I was like, is it Hijazi? No, I don't see that. And then she was like, you sure you booked at the Hyatt? I was like, oh my God, we're at the Hyatt.
Matt, it didn't say the Hyatt anywhere in this hotel. I swear.
Nothing was labeled.
Nothing was labeled as the Hyatt.
Oh my.
But you didn't even look at the pictures of the hotel before. You could have walked in the lobby going, this isn't it.
It all looks the same.
Did it have like a tree thing? Like right when you walked in, like the courtyard?
That could have been another part of the hotel. Who would have known? Who would have known?
So
we're like, oh my God, just our luck. You know what? Whatever. We'll just take another cab. We walk out. A cab comes through, but it's a small cab. We got three people with two suitcases each. And the guy's like,
I can't take you.
So now we have to wait for a specific taxi, but it's really late at night and they don't come around that area. It wasn't a very populated
they
area.
They only will drive through if somebody's getting dropped off.
Yeah.
You know, like you're waiting for somebody
to pull. I'm so curious where the Hyatt Kyoto is. How far are you guys now away from?
No, we're only like.
It was like it, 5 minutes. Yeah,
probably 7 minutes. Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we're waiting, not coming. And then the lady working there was like, do you want me to like call you guys a cab and like request like a bigger one? We're like, oh my God, that would be so great. Yeah. Still waiting. She's like, it's not coming. I'm not sure what to do. Mariah's like.
So then like 45 minutes pass by and I'm like, you know, I'm going to be a boss. I said, I'm going to book us a room for a night.
You know what? Here. Screw it.
And I said, we'll figure it out in the morning because they were tired. It was a long day. So I walk up. I was like, how much for a night?
If it's Hyatt.
She goes, 800 per room. And she was like, but we couldn't share a room. It had to be two rooms. And I was like, maybe next time. I said, beautiful setup.
Can we check on that cab again?
Now, how far away is this cab? Maybe it's not worth it.
But I mean, this cab was not coming.
I was ready to book it.
I walked probably a quarter mile down the road in the rain trying to, I was fucking thumb out.
Yeah. It looked like a movie.
It was like a movie. He was running in the pouring rain and went to like the first intersection within miles.
I was done with the night. I was like, I just want to be in a bed. Finally, Zane calls. He's like, a cab came. So I'm fucking sprinting in the rain, trying to get back. We finally get in and they take us to the Hilton. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my Lord. So that was the Snapchat of when you couldn't get the shit in the car?
No, that was the next day when we couldn't get the stuff in the car.
Okay.
We end up finally making it to the hotel and got checked in and everything worked out. But it was really bad.
It was a really bad start to Kyoto, for sure. It was just
and
not
I didn't know
start.
Any of this.
And you're sound asleep.
Yeah.
Dry.
It was wild.
But yeah, so.
But it was fun. We were cracking up the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Too.
No, we were laughing.
It was like really fun. We were tired, but it was so much fun.
You know when you're like delusional because you're so tired and everything's really funny? That's we were good sports about
loopy.
It.
Oh yeah, we were great. We were great. It might sound like we weren't, but we were actually having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was
the fact
fun.
That after that whole ticket situation, and then we show up to the wrong hotel afterwards. Kyoto was the most incredible place I've ever been to.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
I liked it so much better than Tokyo.
Oh really?
Oh my God! Yeah,
loved
it
there.
Awesome! Awesome! Awesome!
Yeah, it was super scenic.
Yeah, it felt like Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm like, it hit me right then and there, like I'm in Japan.
So my favorite part of Tokyo was Golden Guy, that little street area with the little packed bars and everything. And to me, Kyoto felt like the entire city was Golden like Guy.
Yeah.
Like the whole Pontocho area along the water with like the restaurants and the bars. Like it was so peaceful. And just like, I don't know, just like, it, like you could feel
it's
the
where
history,
so much of like the, cause that was like the OG like capital back like
in the
day with like the emperor of Japan, he lived there. And so there's a lot of like the architectural integrity of like old Japan is like preserved there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got all the cherry blossoms along the river right there.
It's wild how so glad we got to go there.
It's wild how common the cherry blossoms were out there. I thought it was like going to be one area and
me
that
too.
Was it.
It's even when we were in Tokyo,
I was like, oh, there's cherry blossoms right there.
Every
like,
corner. Yeah. It's funny because we were like, we can't wait to see cherry blossoms in this one area. And mm-hmm. We're like, do we even need to go to this spot? Because we've seen it everywhere at this point. But then we went back to the pictures. We're like, no, it's like train tracks and it's literally covered in it. We got to go at least just for a little bit. And we did. And oh my God, it was so beautiful. We saw, there's so many happy people.
Yeah. Everybody was little, so happy.
Everybody was just
and
smiling.
And just dressed really nice.
It's crazy how packed it was. And when we were on those train tracks and it was just so many people, I put my purse down, your backpack. I walked away to take pictures for 5 minutes, came back like, nobody touches your stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and I loved like the groups of girls setting up their phones and getting like these,
everybody
like,
setting up
shots.
Their phones was so fun.
And then there was like a wedding. There's a wedding. The photo shoot happening right there. Everybody like even Japanese people all taking pictures, just watching this moment happen. That was really really cute.
And then we walked around the Teramachi Market.
Yes. We saw the Tower of Osaka, right?
The what?
The Tower of Osaka, like yes. The pagoda thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was.
And then you didn't make it over there, but we walked through the Nishiki Market.
Yes.
That was unbelievable. Oh my gosh. All the food and stuff.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. It was just amazing. Everybody's just got like fish out and it's like on display and it is like bumper to bumper. Like you're just like squeezing through, trying to like make it through this. And people are like ordering food, eating food right there on this like little street, like this wide. But that area.
You're talking about the inside market, right?
Where it had like the clear yellow red glass above us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The really, really tight section there.
Are you talking about that the mall where all the
not the mall the market oh. where it was like all food?
Was it off on the side of the mall?
It like branched off on like
yes, yeah, yeah.
But you're talking about the same area.
Yeah, it's in that same area.
Oh, cool. Okay, okay.
But that was really, really sick.
That market/mall that we were in made every single mall I've ever been to in America.
Yeah. LA has been sucked dry with all the vintage shopping out there. All because it's all in Japan.
Exactly.
It's crazy how much like Americans, it's all American vintage clothing out
there. Yeah, that's what I was surprised about. I was like, oh, I can't wait to go vintage shopping and go in. There's a Penn State sweatshirt. I'm like,
yeah, you're not going to find like, I thought I was going to find like vintage Japanese stuff, like a Japanese high school.
I know. Like a varsity jacket. They love American stuff. Like we saw Long Beach, which is right here. We saw a
Burbank t-shirt.
Oh yeah, Glendale.
I saw like Seguin, Texas. Like I was like, what is this?
I was so excited when I bought that Japanese shirt, and then when you look closely, it said Los Angeles.
I know.
Right, like, come
the
on.
The one
like,
thing you buy was, it says Los Angeles.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Did we talk about the sayings on the shirt?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of the,
I wish we took more pictures of them, because every time I go to tell somebody about it, I can't think of an example.
There was one that was just real, that was just perfect, right? You know how, like, out here, they'll have shirts that say shit in Chinese or Japanese, and it makes no sense to Japanese people, but to us, it's like, ooh, cool.
Ooh, it says something in Japanese.
And so we realized that they have English English words on shirts that like make no sense to us.
Two random words or like a phrase that's out of order.
Or it'd be like, instead of like, this is the good life, it'd be like, this is good life. But
My favorite one that we saw in that ramen restaurant was the proof of the pudding.
Yeah. Instead of the proof is in the pudding.
The proof of the pudding. I looked at that one and a girl in line was wearing it. And I looked at Heath. I'm like, look at that shirt. We weren't like it wasn't, it was funny to us because we know that happens right in America too with words.
Oh yeah.
But it was so cool to see it with our own eyes.
Cause I wish I could think of the examples.
I know. They were so good.
It was like loving, laughing.
Or there's one that was like together. Jam loves peanut butter.
Something.
And it will have like a piece of toast with peanut butter, piece of toast.
This one is like one day, the one good.
One day, the one good. It's,
or failure teaches loves.
Oh, look at that one.
That's, yeah.
The most.
My breath away.
My breath away. That's so funny.
And I feel like we know exactly what's happening. They take Japanese words and they just translate it.
Yeah. Right.
So what it would actually say.
It's also like when you're learning another language.
Really far.
Like some languages, they put the noun before the adjective, or the adjective before the noun. So they really far.
How we both laugh at each other's shit.
Yeah.
Like they laugh at our shirts while we laugh at like their American shirts.
Hamburger friend.
Yeah, it's so funny. Hamper.
It was so funny.
See, I wish I bought one though. I wish I bought one.
This mall, that's where we saw like the different, like we saw the Owl Cafe in this mall too.
Yes.
There was so much in this mall. Like what else did we see in this mall that was?
There's just a lot of like really cool shops, a lot of vintage stores, a lot of like military surplus.
So many.
Tons.
They even had like these, we would see these like military jackets with like
German flag.
Like German flag. It almost looked like Nazi jackets.
Wild that their temple symbol is like the swastika.
Yeah.
So you can see that sometimes you'd be like, oh, and then you realize, oh, this is everywhere.
Yeah. This is
because that's what the swastika was based off of, was that.
Like, it's so interesting how like it's just on that side of the world, but like we just never see it. But yeah, that was really interesting. Yeah. Oh my God. I remember I was going through all these stores and everything. And
Zane found his clothing store.
Oh, 100%. Because all I care about is if it fits me, right? I don't care what, it could say PB Cocky on it. And if it fits me nice,
I'm fucking buying it. The proof of the pudding.
The proof of the pudding and I'm buying it. But everything over there fit me so nicely. Like it just, Because I would buy like the extra large there. And for some reason, it was just like always wider, which is perfect because I love that like wide fit. And everything over there was like wide fit.
Yeah, it's just a lot of like really good quality stores. And then what did we do? So, we went to the Cherry Blossom Incline. And then we went to go see that one temple. I forget what it's called.
The Nishiki Temple?
No.
Oh,
the one where we got the 10 cent yen.
Oh, I loved those. Little the pancakes.
Patty. Those pancake patties.
That's the Tower of Osaka.
I think it starts with an O, but it's not Osaka. I think it's called
Osaka?
I think O-S-H oh. something.
Yasaka.
Yasaka.
Tower of Yasaka. Sorry. Okay.
But talk about how we got there.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Did we tell you how we get there? How we got there with the taxi?
No.
To get to the temple, to get to that tall building with like the iconic building, you have to pretty much walk all the way up there. You get dropped off down and you walk all the way up there. For some reason, our taxi driver starts driving through
like
through that alley
through the walking like steep walkway up, and it is barely wide enough for his car.
Oh my god.
So we're slouching embarrassed because everyone's looking at us like we're crazy, but I look over at the driver and I was like, did he make a mistake? Did he turn and he wasn't supposed to? But he was calm.
Oh, he's chilling. He's on his
horn. Laying on the horn, honking. This was the only time we heard the horn. Honking on the horn, telling people to move, and they were all like,
"Matt, women and children pressed against buildings."
Yeah, trying and not we to were get run so away.
We were just
they
hiding.
They took you all the way to that spot.
All the way to the top. Up to the that. Top. This where we got those pancakes, that's where he dropped
this
us off.
Dude, oh gonna, my God. Yes.
We thought we were going inside the temple. We're like, this motherfucker's about to drop us inside the temple. We're about to get VIP valet service in the front. We're like, this is
dropped
crazy.
Dropped us off in front of the 10 yen little patty.
Top of the hill.
Spirits in this place are not going to be happy with this.
So it felt like... By the way, it felt like we turned onto a sidewalk and he just kept going. Yes. That's what it felt like. I wanted to give them like a visual.
What? I mean, we get honestly.
People are jumping. He's going to run us over.
Honestly, like, we have those Snapchat videos of everything. We should just like plug it in as we're talking about it. Yeah. I was worried. I was honestly worried about like the gods. Like whatever. This
bad luck.
Should we be driving on this ground?
Yeah.
That's how I felt like when we went to some of the temples. There was like. You know, you could like wash your hands or you had to like donate money. But I was like, but I am not this.
I'm
so
really
I didn't want to like be like, oh, this is fun. Like I don't know. There was something. It's like, you know, if like you're a Catholic, if you go in, you touch the holy water, you bless yourself. I didn't want to like touch the moments of blessing.
It's like when you don't take the
communion,
the Eucharist,
and
yeah, because you didn't receive that sacrament. But something like the holy water, like you're cool. You could do it.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know. I was.
Just we were really good.
It's holy water. You just bless yourself.
Oh, I was.
We all followed the rules. We were very respectful.
Yeah,
we were the whole time. I was really. Beautiful.
We did see like 2 seconds later another car coming up behind us. I was like, all right, this is normal. But it definitely did not seem like there were supposed to be cars up there
because it was the same thing where the guy is carrying the girls on the cart.
Oh yes,
that giant wagon.
What are those called again?
He's just like holding it.
Oh, yeah, Mariah was saying Jordan would love that job.
I could see because this guy was so what's the word like limber.
Yeah,
I guess.
The guy was toned.
Oh, yeah, I saw a guy like that who looked like he was like an Olympian.
Yes, an Olympian.
They would make it all the way up that hill, and I know they're dead tired after something like that, and they'd make it up there, taken down.
It
bend
is what
all
you.
The way down, right?
It's what you attach to a horse to carry people, and the guy's holding it like it's a backwards wheelbarrow.
What are those called? There's a name for those. I feel like it's in the crossword sometimes.
Oh, rickshaw.
It's a rickshaw.
Yeah,
that's
they have it.
It
at Coachella.
But this thing is steep.
Jordan, what if you had one of those at Coachella? You're the only one that has that though, without the.
I think I make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. People will wait in line for you.
And then you beatbox freestyle rap all the way while you're driving.
Oh, I miss that pancake
thing. Oh, it was like the pancake with the cheese and the. Custard. Oh, man.
Yeah, those
delicious.
Were so good.
Oh, remember when I dropped the custard on the floor? I thought I was going to hell. For sure. As soon as that happened, because I didn't see a speck of dirt anywhere else.
No.
And I feel like that did something.
You cleaned it up, though.
I did clean it up. Yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
And then where'd we go after that? It was the orange temple.
Shrine
right?
of...
Was it the K-Y-O-S-H?
Fushimi.
Fushimi.
Yes,
was like the iconic one. Like you always see pictures of people posted there and walking through the orange.
Yeah, the Fushimi Inari, which is like the temple for like the rice gods.
Yes.
That was just wild how old that was and getting to go yes. up it. And that we only went up like half of it. The whole thing is like a three hour trek.
I think we scanned the writing on those pilings. I thought it was going to say like really inspirational things.
Not on those, just to be clear, because I don't know what those say.
No, I think we did do one of those and it was just like...
It was like a lumber company. The cement stones. I did the cone.
The traffic cone.
Oh, and then...
And it had the company. And then they had these Stonehenge like lamps in the forest. And I was like, these are beautiful. They looked millions of years old. And I scanned to see what it said. And it said lamp.
Wait, I was going to say something historic. Like yeah, this is the...
Like a year where, maybe.
Yeah, but it was really funny lamp. How it just said lamp.
Yeah, area was really, really pretty.
They just said lamp. They were just labeled.
Oh, it was gorgeous. And the cats that were over there like felt like they had higher powers.
Yes.
Wait, you know they were everywhere.
I think we saw multiple cats going up that thing.
You didn't see them anywhere, like just cats in general? Yeah, we saw a few cats. Remember in Gaia?
I saw one cat in Golden Guy, and it was like in the trash.
It was no Harajuku kid. Uh-uh. Yeah, that temple was beautiful. Remember when we got up to the front, we had to put our cameras down. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, you can't take a picture.
Because people are praying inside, I think.
But we saw our first geisha over there. Remember in that temple?
Like a real geisha?
Yeah. Didn't we see a real geisha?
I only saw one real geisha the entire trip.
Wait, are there still geishas today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure what that was.
What did we do after the temple? Didn't we call it a day?
No, we went to karaoke.
We didn't do anything between that?
We all went back to the hotel. We went to the restaurant at the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to the restaurant.
That was amazing.
I got this steak that came in a freaking wooden casket with smoke coming out of it. The most stunning piece of meat I've ever ordered in my life.
Best Caesar salad I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, my God. This meal was incredible at the hotel.
Wasn't really Japanese, but
Patricia and I, we went and had like ramen at like one of like the best spots I kept seeing on TikTok and people talking about. And they wouldn't take reservations, and we got there and there was like a pretty decent line. It was moving fast. We were in line for like an hour and 15 minutes.
I can't believe you guys waited that long. That's insane.
But it was like after like 45 minutes, you're like, well, we're already this close. Because it was like one of those ramen places where it's like, you know, a chef who specializes in his own recipe of ramen. It's only him and his like, you know, assistant chef in one waitress.
And how many people are eating there at a time?
One.
Probably like 12 people in there at a time.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was
After waiting there for an hour and a half, you're going to want to take your time. You're not going to really think about people.
I don't know. It was pretty like, I think everyone was still pretty mindful of like other people who were like outside and stuff.
Was it better than Ichiran?
Yes, for sure. I think because it was like more of like a specialized, like it was the Sono ramen. So it was this guy who had specialized in his own recipe. I mean, Ichiran is the prize trophy recipe ramen. They stuck to that and that's like one. But then
Matt was saying Ichiran was like the In-N-Out. Love ramen.
Yes, but not like fast food wise, but like of a prized recipe, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I want Ichiran.
It's so good. There's two in New York, but it was so damn good. We really, really did enjoy
it. My brother went to the Ichiran in Manhattan, but he didn't know it was like the same spot that we went to because I sent everybody, my family, a picture where we went at Ichiran or whatever. And then my brother was like, you inspired me. Like, I want ramen tonight. So his girlfriend was like, oh, I know this really good spot. And he showed up and it said Ichiran. He was like, this is exactly where Mariah's eating right now.
They sell it like the recipe in a box where you can like bring it back and make your own broth. But like, it doesn't beat it because like a good ramen broth has to have been brewing for like weeks and days at a time.
It's like sauce, Italian sauce.
It's raw. It's real.
And then Patricia and I, after that, we went down to the Pontocho, which is like the old historic like geisha district, that old street. We were trying to go in like a few bars, but it was like packed. Like certain ones, it was really hard to get into. We saw one that said Fish Bar. We were like, all right, let's go down to Fish Bar and see what it is. We walk in and there's these aquariums. But dude, they had the biggest fish in the smallest tanks. But it was obviously, these were fish that were planning to be sold in a fish market kind of thing. Like I'm talking about a massive tuna in like a size of a tank that we had for like your bearded dragon.
No way.
That's what it was. So it was very like, at one point I was like, oh, I want to take pictures. But I'm like, this looks disturbing. And then all of a sudden I look down at the bar. I'm like jolted. the guy had his pet frog sitting like in an open like container tank right where I'm having my beer. It was pretty adorable. It was like a mud frog. It just had his eyes out, didn't move once. Yeah,
and the frog was as big as the cage it was in.
Yes. That was pretty trippy. It was pretty adorable that this guy had like a pet frog with him. But yeah,
that's really cute.
Yeah. And then we met up to do karaoke.
Oh yes, and we went to karaoke. And then I picked it at a place called, what was it called?
It was like something karaoke.
It was like Jakara. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like Jakara karaoke.
But it was like massive.
Oh, it was like five floors of karaoke rooms.
It's crazy.
And we had like, you know, five of us. We wanted to like get a decent room.
I'm not gonna lie. We wanted to like spoil ourselves a little bit. We wanted
a stage to perform on.
Exactly. We're like, we want to get us a big room so we can like move around and we can like film and stuff. And then they got us into a room where like, We can do better than this. And then we saw one right across the hall. We're like, it looked like at
some
it.
Some of them
like,
were themed. Yeah.
And they wouldn't let us into that one.
Yeah.
It's still, no, but there it gets booked. But that place also was open until 6 a.m. So.
Crazy. Wow.
Also, their alcohol rules are like pretty crazy that like you can still drink well past.
Yeah.
And you could drink 2 a.m. You can walk around and drink too.
That whole system was so cool to me because you get like an iPad with all the food and drinks and you just press it and they're delivering it to your karaoke room.
They had
room.
Smiley fries.
Yes.
From my childhood.
It was like the Cheesecake Factory menu of like yes. karaoke.
Oh
was,
my God.
It was unbelievable. They had everything.
And then like every floor had their own movie theater like station for sodas.
Yes. I'm gonna order those fries.
Oh, it was so cool.
I wish like it's wild how much karaoke is like celebrated there and how much of a normal thing it is to go out with friends and you go and privately enjoy yourself. I think like in America, we always go, oh, we got to go to a bar with other people to go enjoy ourselves. And if we do karaoke, it goes, do it in front of all of these people.
That's so true.
I like how it's like they value their playtime and like your circle of friends. Just you and your friends go and do it.
Okay, you can hear everybody. Like you can hear clearly. Loud.
Because when I'll go to the bathroom and I could hear everybody singing in that room. Like imagine all these rooms were booked. It would sound like hell.
Yeah.
Like hearing all this singing in different songs.
Oh, but like, as soon as you walk in this place, there's one glass karaoke room.
They put
in
like
the lobby.
Best singer.
And there was a girl in there, like, unbelievable
sounds
singer.
Amazing.
And it's playing through the loudspeakers of like the lobby of this place.
So yeah. They
it's almost like they're advertising, like, this is what you're going to sound like.
Exactly. This could be you.
This could be you.
And it was weird because it was a girl and then like her boyfriend, but like it didn't seem like that they like booked that room. It almost seemed like they were paid to be in that room.
Yeah. It was almost like that one was a recording studio and she was in there making a song.
Yeah. It's like when clothing stores hire live models in the windows.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
And it sold us because we went right
and
in.
And it's so interesting when you're on the, you know, their iPad things, looking through the song selection and you can type in certain bands. It's so interesting what they have and then which ones they don't have.
Yeah.
Like there would be some like just B-side 1975 tracks, but like they'd have some hits, but some hits were not included. It's very interesting. Like
I wonder like how they pick it.
It's has to be like algorithm
request.
Of what's popular in Japan by certain artists.
Huh.
And then they sign that up to the library. I think.
Or maybe they just see like what gets typed in the most and they're like, put this on.
That would be pretty smart if they saw what gets typed in the most. Like in their system, it shows like, okay, this was typed in the most for this month.
Shout out to, was it Jesse? Was that Shota's friend, Jesse?
Yeah.
Was out with us, Jesse. And then there was Tina. They make awesome, along with Shota, really great TikToks of like things to do in Japan. That's like what their specialty is.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
So there was one night when you guys went back, but I was still out with a bunch of people. I was like, let's go do karaoke. And everyone was like, yes. But I'm like, karaoke con? Because that's like the most popular karaoke place you see everywhere. Yeah. And I just know the building because it's the blue one with the red font.
Yeah.
And Patricia and I had just gone karaoke there. And he was like, you want to go to karaoke con? He's like, I know a better place. We're like, sure. We follow Jesse. We walk into this like, looks like a hotel. And I know karaoke con is staged like a hotel. This place you wouldn't think was a karaoke spot. I'm like, what are we going into? What is this? We go to a whole karaoke room that was like massive that he had figured it out. Like, it was great because we were with like a true local and he took us into like a local karaoke spot. But that was an awesome like setup that we got to experience. Y'all weren't there, but
yeah, karaoke's big out there.
Yeah.
Very big part of the culture.
Karaoke.
Like that night that we went, was it like a, do you think it was like a dead night? Like I was surprised that there wasn't any rooms booked except for like ours and maybe a couple others in that big building.
I'm not sure. It might be like a late night type thing because we didn't go that late.
I think it's just people who are like at the bars, and once those bars close, then they go to the karaoke spots to like keep
probably
it
like
going.
4 a.m. That shit starts popping.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely.
They don't sleep there, huh?
No. What an interesting thing. Get completely trashed. Hey, you guys want to go sing? Like the decision to go, all right, you guys want to go sit in a box and sing?
I mean, I think over there, a lot of people have really tinier houses and stuff. So you can't like bring people over to go like host, have your after hours there. You can like keep the party going by going into a private room and
Yeah, it's like a temporary hotel that you can go out and party in. It is set up like a hotel.
In a way.
It's just room after room after room.
Karaoke is Japanese.
Yeah, karaoke. Oh, it's like karate. It's karaoke.
We stole that shit.
And I know that there's a bunch of like places in like Koreatown that have the room things, but like it's sometimes I'm like, those should catch on a little bit more.
Yeah, they do. And we've been to a, like, remember like when we first moved out here, the karaoke machine or karaoke machines, the karaoke rooms.
Oh, they have it in like,
K-Town.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same like vibe. It's like you, like everybody gets their own room and it's like that style. Yeah, it's really cool.
I feel
was that the night that we tried to like look for sushi, or did we even talk about that? We were trying to find sushi in like every place.
No, karaoke was not our last night there.
I thought it was. I thought that was.
Yeah, like we're looking for sushi, and then you went to the McDonald's place, or we talked about that.
That was the next day.
That was after karaoke. Yeah. But we talked about that already, right?
Yeah.
The McDonald's.
The bathroom incident.
Yeah.
Go to Patreon if you want to see
the
picture.
Go to Patreon if you just want to see the big shits.
Big fat shit on the wall.
I was so hesitant to post it because it is
graphic. Bold.
We were all hesitant. We're like, are we sure we want to post this? This is really graphic.
Everybody on Patreon was like, do it. We want
to
see it.
We were really surprised how many of you guys wanted to see the big pile of shit.
Over 300 people.
Matt, were you with us when we went to that like 8-story Uniqlo store?
When I was there, right when I got to the 4th store, I was like, I'm out of here.
Oh, so you went inside with us?
Yeah, I went up to like the 4th store. And I was like, I mean, it was cool. It was like 8 floors, but it's like a store. You can get
12.
All that shit online.
It was 12,
it
sorry.
Was 12.
Y'all kept going. And I'm like, well, get me the fuck like, out of here.
It was the same feeling when you guys waited in line for ramen. You were like, we're already 45 minutes in. You might as well finish. We're like, we might as well finish.
But it's Uniqlo.
I know, but it's cool to say like we went to the top of like the biggest.
And the reason why we went to the store, it was really funny because Heath and I went to Uniqlo to shop. Which I had no idea that was like a big Japanese like store in Japan. So when we shopped there, we went there, we're like, oh my God, so cool. We were just in there in America. Yeah. Let's check it out. We all go there. And the first thing you see when you walk in, as soon as we walk in, they have this whole installation of all these clothes on. It looks like an Indiana Jones game, right? It looks like
swinging blades.
Swinging blades all across with the shirts.
But they're like stiff t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like.
And I was sitting there dying.
Let's just say the 12 floors definitely could have been cut down to 3.
Oh,
they spread it out. It was like one shirt per floor.
It was like socks.
Yeah.
Underwear.
It definitely could have
and
been.
And you would see the same clothes on the 2nd floor and on the 8th floor. It's like they really spread that
and
shit
then, but
all
then
the
top
way.
Floor, you can make custom clothing. So it was like.
And it wasn't even open by the time we got up there. We were like, let's get to the top floor. Let's make some custom clothes. Yeah. And it took us, I'm not even like 10 minutes to get to the top floor. Like,
it was just a funny random thing to say. I think we just wanted to say that we did.
Yeah.
It was just random.
We wanted
and
to feel
funny.
Accomplished that day.
Yeah.
And my back was out. Remember that?
Oh, you were screaming.
Every day.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, this is it.
And I think that's why people sleep on the sidewalks over there, because I think their backs at that point, after bowing the entire time, I couldn't do it anymore. I was bowing. And you know, after the trip, I was bowing to everybody. I still bow to everybody. Every time I'm in a store, I bow.
You bowed before you walked in here.
And I love it. I love that the whole.
And they bow back.
Yeah.
Once you bow, they got to bow back.
Exactly. You see, I did it again.
Anybody down the street, if you bow at them, they will.
Oh, yeah. We kind of do bow at them.
It's the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's...
Or this.
Yeah, the white guy smirk.
Is that with the bow, that?
It's the equivalent.
It's eyebrows and smirk.
It's the, I just got on the same elevator as you.
Yeah.
Is it true that the reason for the up or down?
Nod?
Yeah, the nod. Like if you do like this to somebody like you know and you trust, you're exposing your throat. So it means like you trust them.
Oh, probably. And then I think it's psychologically.
Because usually if it's a stranger, you do this one.
down.
You do down.
You see someone you know he goes up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Picture that.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Somebody
yeah.
you know, like, hey, what's up? And someone you don't
know. I feel like I see, I catch myself doing this look.
Yeah, it's down. Like somebody you don't know.
Oh, but I feel like you do that with
you,
a lot
you
of
like, you like hide your throat.
I think it's at a distance when you see people. It's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, but
oh,
somebody you know, here. You're like, hey.
Imagine someone you know and you're like, hey.
Yeah, if you walked in, I was like.
or you catch them doing something good, you're like.
Yeah, not bad.
All right.
My man. All right. My man.
Okay.
There we go.
Or you get both.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But it was a blast. I love Japan. Can't thank you guys enough for the trip. And I can't wait to go back.
Have to go back because I have all that. We have all that yen now.
Yeah, I don't want to convert it.
Did you ever find that cash? Because you were freaking out like on the way back.
No, I didn't, Matt. It's gone. I don't know what happened to it.
It's with my JR pass.
They're
hopping around town.
How much yen did you lose?
It was a lot of yen.
A million yen.
Really?
No.
Oh,
no, I forget how much because we were spending, we both pulled out cash and converted to yen before Japan. And we were just
using. You didn't have any, I gave you 10,000 yen at one point.
I mean, yeah, that's not that much.
Oh,
we had a lot of yen to cover like everything, like all the taxes we took.
We were using a lot of cash to like pay for stuff throughout.
I used my card on all the cabs.
Well, we took it out in LA because we were told that.
And then like the last day we were like, screw it. Let's just blow our yen.
Yeah.
So we went to the mall. We went back to the mall.
We bought these.
Oh,
these
little hoodies. Carhartt.
And boy, let me tell you.
Goes to Japan, buys the most American work brand.
And boy, let me tell you, I spent all my yen. That's for sure. Spent it all.
I still have like a couple hundred left.
To the gods of Japan.
There's places like
they got it.
In town where you can just go convert it, right? They have like,
yeah. I'm sure you can do it. Yeah.
But I love it so much. It was such a blast. Can't wait to go back.
I miss it, honestly. Yeah.
So let's give a couple tips in case anybody wants to go to Japan or you're going next week, you're going next month.
Bring a portable laminator.
Backpack.
Don't lose your JR pass.
There's a lot to carry. If it's raining, there's a lot to carry.
And at the same time, too, pack light. Like I had like my little satchel that just had my passport, my wallet, everything there. And it was always accessible. It's really great to have one of those.
I told Mariah, next trip we do, I'm bringing one outfit. That's it. I'm not bringing anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear the same thing every day. I don't care.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you don't mind stanking?
The multiple, I'll bring like a deodorant.
Japanese people, they smell good. We can't be smelling shit.
Yeah. I'll bring deodorant, but no suit. I'm not doing the suitcase shit. No, just one backpack, everything I know. inside of it. I don't.
I wanted to pack just to carry on, but Patricia was
so
like,
so much
your friends
to keep
aren't.
Track of.
Yeah.
I wish hotels had, I know they have a system where they wash clothes, but it takes like a couple days for you to get your shit back. I wish it was more normalized that we can wash our clothes because then we would pack much, much lighter if we knew we could wash our clothes.
Plan to go spend and buy clothes when you're there.
I guess that's right.
I think pack two of your favorite pair of jeans. Like jeans don't get that dirty.
But knowing that you have to shop wherever you go is kind of stressful too because you don't want to spend a whole day shopping either.
And then carrying bags.
And then everyone's like, "What'd you do on your trip? I shopped the whole time for clothes."
That's like the last thing you want to do is be shopping.
But I highly recommend.
Do not lose that fucking JRL pass. You're gonna have to purchase.
Just hold on to
in America. Make sure. No, you can't even make copies of it. It's like it's just one.
Have an umbrella if you want to keep up with it. Otherwise, you're going to probably spend money on an umbrella. I would also.
With the conversion, like it was like $2 for
umbrella. Yeah, true.
Everything was so cheap.
But it just feels bad like when you have to end up throwing those away. You just go to a store and you just leave it.
I feel like a lot of people
up.
Were throwing it away and just buying it again because they were cheap.
Yeah.
Well, we left ours at the hotel, so.
I know. I'm like, where did those umbrellas go to die?
It does help to have a game plan, like destinations that you want to end up at. Yeah. But it was really fun to like wing it a lot of the days.
Yeah.
Because when you're walking, there's so much to just see.
Yeah.
So you can wing it. You can hit destinations. I don't know. I just think there's so much to do.
We were like 50-50 the whole time. We were doing shit we planned, but we were also like winging it.
Yeah, we had like the list of stuff that we wanted to do, but we'd get sidetracked, go somewhere else and be like, oh, we're closer to this now on our list. Like, let's just hit that before we go over there.
I love how like we didn't even do the robot restaurant. We were so excited about that. We were like, oh, we didn't even really need to do the robot restaurant.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and go for, if you can afford it, go for 2 weeks. Don't go for just 1 week. There's
a lot to see.
You will leave so, I don't want to say unsatisfied, but like it does.
Wanting more.
It feels like you went to Disneyland, but you were only in one side of the park.
Exactly.
And
it's like, damn it.
Yeah, but you couldn't have even touched all of it. Exactly. That's how like.
Yeah, it's like going to Six Flags and all the rides are down.
Yeah. Like we haven't gone 8 times already.
But I can't recommend it enough. You know,
yeah.
It's definitely a must.
And everybody's so nice. So ask questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell them, where do you recommend I go? It's just so much
and,
fun.
Translator, buy it, like there's a thing you can buy on Amazon, a translator, you literally speak into it and it immediately says it out loud in their language.
Pocket talk.
Yeah. That also would have been so helpful.
A lot of stuff that I saw before we went that I was like really freaking out about and didn't end up doing, and I'm glad I didn't, was the portable Wi-Fi or getting a SIM card out there.
Yeah.
Didn't need it at all.
It depends on how much you're actively like trying to be on social media. Yeah. Like, if you're just going about taking your pictures and stuff, but like if you're in the middle, out and about in public, and you're on TikTok, what are you doing on a vacation?
Yeah. I mean, I think just like take all your content and just save it for when you come back. I mean,
or like when you get to the hotel, like you can hop on your Wi-Fi.
That's true. Yeah.
I didn't need it at all.
I know. I kept thinking I would. And that's a big thing is like make sure like you try to see the apps that are using the most amount of your data that are like on all the time. Yeah. Just like deactivate those because sometimes those are run and they can run your data down.
Yeah.
And the outlets are the same as America.
Yes.
Yes.
That was nice. Yes. But sometimes you maybe bring a I didn't even need it, but I kept hearing
people say. Oh, yeah. There was outlets. I thought outlets
were minimal in a hotel. If you're a person who has to charge a lot of things, to bring the surge protector, power strip, whatever it's called.
Oh, and if you are thinking about buying like any electronics, you should buy it in Japan because it's cheaper.
So much cheaper.
Oh, yeah. And you don't
have to pay taxes on it. We bought like 8 cameras because they were so cheap.
I bought 3 cameras.
I love that you don't pay taxes out there. You show your passport when you buy it, and then in the airport we just scanned our passport and received like the credit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's pretty great.
Really awesome.
We should put together like an itinerary and should share it on the Patreon.
Oh yeah.
We should upload the one that Jordan made. So
he like color coded it. It's all.
Oh yeah.
Also like even if we just search on TikTok, you can like find all these TikToks of people recommending stuff. Even if you're not set on going to that place, Apple Maps is really great about creating guides for cities. You just open it up, type in the location and save it. So it's always on your map. So whenever you're like in that area and you kind of don't know where you want to go next, you just pull up your maps and everything that you've starred is all there. So if there were times where I'm like, oh, where should we go next? Oh, well, there's this store that I want to check out here. This restaurant, like I've heard about that.
Yeah, that was really smart that you did that.
Right there. And you can do it with any city. What I love, it's like I have like in New York City, I know all my favorite bars because it's all on the map.
All right. Well, make sure to check out Cremota Coffee. We've got the matcha starter kit. We've got K-cups. We've got bag coffee. We've got espresso and ground and whole bean. Mm-hmm. Cremota.com if you want to check that out.
Lemota Sours.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go on.
Cremota X Happy Hour. Lemon Sour.
Now go off.
Lemon Hours.
Lemon Hours.
Cremota Lemon Hours.
Lemon Hour. Lemon Happy
lemon
Hour.
Lemon Showers. April Showers.
Lemon Champagne Showers.
Bring May Flowers. What are we doing? All right, guys, make sure to check out the Patreon as well. Patreon.com/ Zane and Heath. Sleesh. We post early access to every single episode on there, and it's going to be ad-free. We also do a bonus episode every single month. You could see the pipikaki pick from the McDonald's posted on there as well. And yeah, again, patreon.com/ Zane and Heath.
You can check out this episode every Monday, audio form on Spotify, Google podcast app and all those other stuff. And then on Tuesdays, we post on YouTube, youtube.com/ Zane and Heath, where you can see us talk about this in through your screen.
Follow him on Snapchat.
Oh yeah, follow us on Snapchat. That's where we post all of Japan stuff. It's not on there anymore.
You'll see new stuff. Also on our Patreon, we do an unwind where we keep the cameras rolling for an extra like 20 minutes, whatever it is, and it's basically like an extended version of the podcast that we post on there as well every single episode. patreon.com/ Zane and Heath. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Toodles.
Love you.
Arigato
gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.